is everybody this for? Still, we're still Second Timothy? Second chapter. Be strong in the grace. And last week we said, what is grace again?
Undeserved mercy.
Mercy, that's right. It's something that we receive that we didn't deserve. And I'll tell you, you know, most of us, when I say us, remember, it may not be talking about you, but most of us, we, you know, grace ain't in our vocabulary, ain't in our heart. Because if you do something to me, you ain't gonna get no, you know. I'm not gonna just give you something. You know how it is, you know. We have to search this thing, you know, because somebody do you wrong, right? You ain't gonna just do good to them or let them get away with it. You know, it's hard to do, but Jesus was able. And that's why we always lean on Jesus, not on ourselves. You know, because self ain't gonna get you too far. You know, but Jesus will. Last week we read that 2 Timothy 2, verse 1, it said, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. In the grace. We have to be strong in the grace. Not outside the grace, but in the grace. We have to be, he's actually speaking to Christians. And us Christians, we have to tell those who want to be Christians, or tell those who don't know about God. We have to tell them this. But he's speaking about us who are in the grace. We are in the grace, so we have to be strong in it. We are not just be in it, but be strong in it. Trust God with all your heart. Not 75%, not 95%, but 100% trusting in him with all you got. It says, and the thing that thou hast heard of among me, among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. So we teach others to what? Teach others to teach others. Mm-hmm. That's how it's supposed to be. But when we teach, make sure that we teach the truth. See? And if you start out with the truth, it's more likely going to go on with the truth. We have to teach, you know, when we teach, we have to teach the truth, because this thing will be spread. Because just like you teach a lie, it's going to be spread. You know, it's going to spread. You know, but we are in the grace, so we want to teach the truth so it can be spread amongst others. It says, thou, verse 3, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier in Jesus Christ. That's very important. To not think that just because we are in Christ that we're going to have a smooth sailing. Because it ain't going to be smooth. It's going to be testing. It's going to be rough. You know, it's not going to be easy. And we have to be careful with that, because you see, when we say it's not going to be easy, it's not going to even be easy within the congregation. Are you with me? And see, that's what the devil wants. He wants to divide. If he could just divide the congregation, that congregation ain't going nowhere. Are you with me? It ain't going nowhere. Because you're going to have this side saying that, and this side saying what? The other. So he wants to get in to divide. So we can't let him get in. We have to be a good soldier, enduring hardship. We have to be strong in the grace, because the devil is like a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour. Now, when you look at, you know, when you look at these shows on TV about the animals, animal kingdom and whatnot, and you see a lion or whatever going after one of those antelopes or whatever, right? When that lion catches him, he don't say, I'm just playing with you, you knucklehead. Get out of here. What did he do?
He devour, kill him,
eat it up. And that's what he want to do to us. The devil do not want us to make. Are you with me? Don't think he's your friend just because he let you hit the lottery. You know, he's not your friend. He wants you to hit that lottery so you could continue to what, play?
Well, again, if you look at Jesus and the disciples, their job was not without peril, mm-hmm. without trouble, mm-hmm. through their whole ministry. So why would we think we have it easier? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we have to study and be prepared so that when we do have a chance to teach, we know what we're teaching.
Yes, ma'am.
And I think what's imperative, if you have a chance, pray before you teach, mm-hmm. that you will speak nothing but the truth.
Yes, ma'am. That God would put the words in my mouth. Mm-hmm. Sister, that's what I've done this morning. That, you know, that he would put the right words. And not even when I'm up here teaching, but when I'm associated with my brother, that I don't say the mm-hmm. wrong thing, you know, because sometimes we could just hurt somebody and not, you know, by just saying whatever comes to our tongue. The Bible teaches this. It says that no man can control the tongue, but it says what? No man can, but who can?
God can.
God can. We have to just lean on God. You know, because we could say something that we really didn't mean to say, but guess what? It hurt anyway. I didn't mean to pull the trigger for that bullet to come out, but guess what? I accidentally pulled it, and it came out. Are you with me?
Yeah.
And it hit the target, and it hurt the target. Mm-hmm. Right, so we have to be careful with that, you know, with our tongues. And the devil, he wants division. If he could just get in that grace. That's why it says, be strong in the grace. Know what God has done. God has delivered us from ourselves. He has delivered us from the devil's way, from the devil's thought, from our way, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And if we go back into it, we're saying that what? I thank you, but, you know, I'm okay, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not really appreciative and so forth and so on. But we have to be strong and endure hardness. Of a good soldier. That's very important that we could take it. Are you with me? We could take it. We didn't have to knock everybody down who hurt us. Are you with me? We should be able to walk away, right? And that's very important, to walk away. You know, that's heaven. Turn with me to 1 Peter. First Peter, the third chapter. It's heavy, you know, to be walking away, you know. But when we look at the best example was Jesus. When we look at Jesus, Jesus took some stuff off the people. He took, one of the things that I read that Jesus done, I thought was heavy. It was heavy. Excuse me. What happened to him anyway? He was there. One of the soldiers blindfolded him, mm-hmm. and smote him upside the head, and said, "Now, what? Tell me, who did it? Are you with me? Just hearing that made me mad. Are you with me? This think what went through Jesus." Mm-hmm. What went through him was, I love you even more because you don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I love you. What you just done, I love you even more because you don't know what you're doing. You know? And I saw that. I said, wow, Jesus.
The thing is, he could have, like, said he did it. So, you know, that would have proved something, but... He didn't.
The only thing he done was love. Mm-hmm. He, you know, that's what he did. He loved. And this is what he's teaching us to do. Endure hardship as a good soldier. Love. It's about love. Because you're going to get knocked down. You're going to be talked about, ridiculed. For those of you who are still working, or those of you who've been working, you know what time it is. You know, you go to the job. You know, you come to work, right? You ain't come for that. You know, somebody came from home and got problems at the house, and they come. You know, and because you smiling all the time, you know, I'm a, because it's a lot of people. Let me say this, right? There's a lot of people who think this way. I remember some boys, right? In my days coming up. If somebody has stole something from them, right? If somebody has stole something from them, that hurt them real bad, you know, especially something important. So what they would do to make themselves feel better, and go and steal from somebody else. And that made them feel better. Huh? That don't make no kind of sense, but this is what they was thinking. Are you with me? If somebody robbed them, they're going to go and what? Rob somebody else to make, you know, just take that weight off of them. So when people coming to work with all that problem, right, they want to just give you their problem, you know. Take it off, you know. Hurt you so the hurt could, you know. Do the devil a favor and hurt you so the devil could take that hurt off of you. You know, that's how it is. But anyway, 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter. Begin at verse 12. Anybody start reading.
For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. Mm-hmm. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
Okay, so this is telling us something. Mm-hmm. It's telling, even though folks do us evil, God ain't with that. God is with those who what? Do the right thing. God don't even want to hear those who, you know, because God don't take blank checks, and he don't take wooden nickels. So you can't come to God with any kind of, and think he going to just, the Bible teaches, know ye not that God hears not sinners, right? I struggled with that for a few years, right? But I studied, and this is what I got out of it now, right? God don't take wooden nickels. You can't just do wrong and then say, God, are you with me? You know, God, would you please, you know, if you're a person who's doing wrong, God knows that you ain't for real. And you come to God, you know, on your knees, Lord, you know, heaven, you know, so God knows if your heart is real or not. You can't, ain't no blank check he gonna take. Ain't no wooden nickel he gonna take. So he knows. He knows our hearts. He knows who's lying, and he knows who ain't lying. And just like the boy, he came to the girl, and you know, just as cool as he could be, he said, girl, I'll swim the seven seas for you. She said, hurry back now. You hurry back now, you know? But some girl would hear that, you know, he said something like that to me. He must love me, you know, that he would do such a thing like that for me, right? But you've got some who are smart. And they would say, well, you know, go ahead. You, as soon as you finish swimming, you come, you give me a call. You know, give me a call as soon as you finish, right? And because, you know, I'll be waiting. But you got someone just because you said that, I love you. You know, like, you know, that, like, that's a poem or something, you know, but that's, you know, but we have to be careful with that. It says once again, it says looking for, brother, I'm going to let you read it because I'm at 2 Peter. I ain't paying attention. Go ahead. Keep reading, bro.
Read it again?
Yes.
For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer.
Uh-huh.
But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
And forgive me for saying, brother, sister. She's one of, because, like I told her before, her husband blessed me. He blessed me well. I love the knowledge of that man. Yes, I did. And forgive me for, you know, I'm just kind of like, you know. Anyway, but we see that his eyes are not on the unrighteous, but it's on the righteous. It's over us. So all we have to do is write. We don't have to say, Lord, did you see? I just done right now, right? Did you see it? You got me, right? No, you ain't got to do that. He got you. He knows. He knows what you're going through right now. He got you. So we got to believe that. Continue reading. 13.
Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good?
Uh-huh.
But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Do not fear their threats.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be frightened. Be in your hearts reverent. Revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you.
Okay. You see what 14 said. If you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you. Are you with me? Endure hardness as a what? Good soldier. Because we're going to go through some stuff. We're going through some stuff being a Christian. Are you with me? We're going to go through some stuff. Don't think it's going to be all that. But he said, endure. Bible teaches and says, if we endure for a night, morning is coming. You know, morning is coming. Right? And all we have to do is endure. Because we ain't going to live here. You know, it seems like, you know, we got it like that we're going to be here for a while. But you don't know. You know? So we had to just use our time wisely, you know, that we have, you know. And just, you know, it's sometimes you just ain't going to feel like putting up with that neighbor, putting up with that, you know. Every time you go to this grocery store, you got a problem with this cashier, you know. Every time you don't pay your light bill on time, you got a problem. With the people calling you, you know, it's going, something is going to be out there in the way. But the more we make it through these things, the stronger we're going to be. If we can't make it through the little things, the big things going to tear us all to pieces, right? We got to be able to make it through these things. Barbara says, as I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. In other words, as we walk through this world, we're going to walk through some shadows of death. We're going to walk through some mess, some things, right? But he says, don't fear that. Don't fear that, you know, because God is with us. And that's what we have to trust and we have to believe. We have to trust it and we have to believe that God is with us. If we forget that he's with us, then we're in trouble. We're going to be eaten alive. But it says endure.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, it says to be to revere the Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that means be rooted deeply in him.
Yes, ma'am.
Because that's where we get our strength from.
Mm-hmm.
When we face tribulations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's it. In other words, if you need insurance, you got to have your insurance paid up on time. It has to be paid up. You know, just like if you go out and you have an accident, and your insurance is not paid up, and you said, listen, officer, I meant to pay it last week, but I didn't. That ain't gonna work. You say it's not gonna work. You know. So we have to be rooted in order to in Christ, in order to go through these things. Through these things, we have to be in Christ.
You know, as a child, you totally depend on your father. Mm-hmm. And you know that whatever you go through, he's going to make it right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and this should be the same with your relationship with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
How much faith do you have that whatever you go through, he will be by your side and he will make it come out okay?
Mm-hmm. But we have to believe that.
Believe, exactly.
Trust it. We have to believe. If we don't believe that, we're just living, you know. We're just living. Verse 15 says, "But sanctify the Lord in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks for the reason to the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." We ought to be ready. You're reading a different, so I don't know.
No, that's okay.
You know where you're at, but we, you know. Fear, that fear means, that's reverence, that means respect, much respect for the Lord. Are you ready for it? Respect. And we have to be a humble to get this. Are you ready for it? You know, I seen a young man who was, he worked at a restaurant, right? And a young man, right? He got his pants all the way down, seeing his underwear, right? I'm saying in my heart, I said, why could, where is the supervisor? Where is he? You know, what kind of mind he got? Are you ready for it? Just let that young man be like that. Back there, serving people. The people don't seem to mind, right? They in there, in and out, right? But the supervisor, the foreman, whoever, whatever you call, the superintendent, whoever, supervisor, why does he let that happen? Are you with me? Why? Because what? He might lose him? You know? Why does he let that happen? You know, why is that boy back there like that? Walking around, you know, serving people food like that. You know? It's like, there's no respect for nobody. Are you with me? I ain't gonna pull my pants up. And if you fire me, I might come back and shoot the place up. So maybe that's what they're scared of. Are you with me? Who knows? You know? But that young boy, right? It's just nasty. It ain't right. You know? And I went in and I turned around and I said, you know, no. You know, something said, go and speak to one of the supervisors. I said, no. Because they're going to tell him that I said it and he's going to come and shoot me.
Well, don't you think that should have started at home? If a boy of mine would leave the house like this, I would whop him up beside the head.
Exactly. That's the point. That's where it should be started at. At the physical home, and then before the physical home, at the
mind,
the heart, the mind, this home right here, that's what begins into the physical, into the world, into the church, into the world, right? Mm-hmm. But that, like I said, that young man had no fear, no respect. But we must have respect for the Lord, respect, fear. I can't do that because God is what? Watching me. There's an all-seeing eye watching me. I can't do the things that I used to do. Right? I can't do and then say, God, you know, the reason why I did it is because God know why you did it. Right? First of all, you wasn't real with him. You know, and you did it because you thought it was the right thing to do. You see? So, but it's not the right thing to do. Verse 16, having a good conscience that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, that they may be ashamed that falsely accuse you, accuse your good conversation in Christ. How many times have people constantly said something you didn't say, you know, or put words in your mouth? Man, I'm telling you, I didn't say, so, you know, in my lifetime, I've said some stuff that the rest of my body don't know that I said it. The rest of my body does not know that I said that, but somebody has said that I said such and such, mm-hmm. Right? And that's another thing we have to endure as a, you know, because folks won't talk about you. Just make sure that if they talk bad about you, make sure it's not what? True. Because if it is true, then they're right. But if it's not true, the Bible says that, Sister Reed, what's your 16?
Verse 16?
Yes, ma'am. How did it say?
Keeping a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in uh-huh. Christ may be ashamed of their slander.
Yes. In other words, what they say, if it ain't true, you go on with your life. You ain't got to stop and wonder, are they right? Are you with me? Because when you speak of Christ, you said, just like if you said Christ is the Son of the Living God, they might say that you said something, you know. I remember a man, he came to me, he told me some years ago, he said the devil and Jesus is brothers. I said, I said, how you got that, you know? You know, and back then I didn't have an answer, right? But be careful what you say. It's just like we have to be careful what we say, that someone don't come back and say that you said. Because if you didn't say it, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you did say it, you got something to worry about. Because it ain't true. It's not true at all. You know? And some people going to say things about you. They going to read. It's a lot of people, I call them mind readers. They just know. You know, they just know what you're thinking. Right? And they just, because they, for some reason, they got it like that. And they know what you know, they just know. But you ain't thinking that way. You're not thinking that way. You don't have to be, you know, argue with them and try to prove to them, you know.
You know, that makes me think of my husband, because mm-hmm. whenever questions would come up where people weren't speaking the truth or were speaking mm-hmm. in error, mm-hmm. he would always tell them, okay, let's both of us go to the Bible and mm-hmm. double check this. So to show them that it wasn't his words, but God's mm-hmm. word that said the correct way.
That's right.
And he convinced more people that way because they knew it wasn't him speaking his own thoughts. Mm-hmm. He was teaching the Bible.
And he was teaching the Bible. And that's what we have to do. You know, prove it. I remember some time back I asked a preacher, his name was Brother Wells. Maybe some of you know him, Brother Wells. But anyway, he's I don't know if he's still living now or not, but I had asked him a question, right? And I said, you know, such and such said such and such, you know, like another the Methodist or whatever it was. And I said, such and such, said such and such. And he looked at me and said, tell them to prove it. Nothing else. So he said, tell them to prove it. He said, just tell them to prove it, right? And I said, wow, boy, you know, that's it. Prove it. And the thing that I say, guess what? I got to what? Prove it by biblically. And if somebody say something and it ain't, you know, if you know it ain't right because you've been there and you studied it, You just say, prove it. Show me in the Bible. And you know, really, when that happens, right, you can actually see where they went off track at.
Yeah.
You know, you could actually.
His philosophy also was that if people don't accept the truth in the Bible, there ain't no reason to argue about it.
Ain't no.
Just keep the dust off your feet and keep going.
You know, many times, you know, it's like family. I love my family, right? But many times, you know, we have gotten into conversations, right? And one of the things I tell them, I said, I'm not going to argue. You know, I said, when it comes to an argument, I'm gonna stop. Because when you argue, nobody actually hear one another.
Exactly.
You know, you don't really hear. You just want the last word, or you want the biggest word. You know, nobody really hear. And I would let them know, and some friends and whoever else, you know, right? It's not with me. It's not about arguing. I'm not going to argue with you, right? You know, if you really want to hear what I got to say, let me tell you. If you got something to say, I'll hear you.
Today's time and age, there's people out there that don't accept the fact.
Exactly.
That's why we have the gender battle.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you physically can't change who you are, the people say is relative.
Mm-hmm.
So, and those type of people, when you reach those people, like you said, you just don't argue with them,
mm-hmm.
because you cannot convince them, because they don't accept fact and they don't accept the truth.
Exactly.
And then that's the where you said it. I think it said you said it last Sunday. There's some people you have to literally wipe off the sand off the feet,
mm-hmm.
and move on. As long as you're telling the truth,
yeah.
you can't accept how they accept it.
That's right. That's right. Just stick with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I was speaking to one of my cousins, right? And we was talking, right? And she said, listen, put the Bible down. Put the Bible. And, you know, I said, no, I'm not going to do that. No. Just put the Bible down. You know. I said, no. I'm not going to do that. You know, because she just wanted to make her point without the Bible. And I was trying to tell her, trying to help her, listen, man, you make point. In these days, you make point with the Bible. But that's what it's here for. For our guidance. Right? This is how we're guided. By God's word. We don't know what we're doing. You know? The richest man on this world don't know what he's doing without God. Right? Because one thing I've learned. Sin and money. Right? Money. Right? The love. Especially the love of it. Right? It'll tell you what to do. When to do it, it'll tell you how to do it, where you should do it, and you better do it. And guess what? We do it.
Yeah.
Are you with me? So that means, once again, like I said, that means money is telling us what to do. And like I said before to you, We dig up the ore, the material, the iron or whatever, to make the press. And man put the press together and he makes it, right? The printing press.
Mm-hmm.
He man build that. He cuts the tree down to get the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Man does that. Man makes the money. After man makes the money, he turn around and what? Worship the money. Ain't that something? All right. Verse 17, it says, this is the verse. It is better if the will of God be so that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. Endure hardship as a good soldier. Sometimes, you know, We did the right thing and we suffer. You know? We've done what's right. You know, we gave the people a break. We did this for that source of that one and this one, right? And look what they've done. Right? We sometimes we suffer for well doing. But the Bible said it's better to suffer for what? That well-doing than it is to suffer for evil-doing. Because if you suffer for evil-doing, you're going to keep on doing evil until you're going to be in a place where you can't repent.
How can I do any less if Christ did the same thing for me?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen. You see, we'll be like that rich man with Lazarus, right? This man, he was rich, and he had it made. We don't know what he did on this earth, but we know that he didn't make it to heaven, right? And Lazarus was a beggar. He was poor, but we could infer that Lazarus had done the right thing because Lazarus was in heaven, right? In paradise, right? But after the rich man got to this place of hell, Great Gehenna, after he got to this place, it looked like he wanted what? Repent.
Yeah.
Are you with me? It looked like he's asking for the right thing now. First, he said, if you could just dip your finger in water and put it on my tongue, now that, thank you. And then he started teaching. He said, can you go and warn? Are you with me? These are the things that he was supposed to be doing when he was alive. Are you with me? He was supposed to be going and warning them. He was supposed to be, you know, drinking that living water. Right? Now he wants some of that living water. Now it ain't there for him. And he going to tell Abraham, he said, you know, can you slip me some? You know, Abraham said, even if I couldn't cross that gulf. Right? It ain't nothing I can do for you now. Right? So a lot of people who continuously do the evil thing, right, they're gonna come to a suffer that can't be what? Treated. A suffer that's gonna can't be what's the word?
Corrected, turned around.
Exactly.
So verse 12 tells us the Lord turns his face against them that do evil.
That's right.
But I know you're talking, forgive me for interjecting, I know we're speaking in Peter, but we have again the whole book, because like you said, your cousin wanted you to turn away with the Bible down. We got a whole history in the Old Testament that has given us examples and examples. Michael reminds us that he tells us, old man, who am I? Can't remember the verse verbatim. That who am I? I'm mortal. He is telling us what he wants us to do.
Mm-hmm.
To do good, to do righteous, to follow him. And we've got story after story. Verse 12, just like I said. You read it, sister read it.
Mm-hmm.
He will turn his face against those that do evil.
Exactly.
So we have not been warned. And I understand we have all been parents, most of us. We have all interjected on our young people. We have taught them at home. But again, we all make some decisions, just like that young man at the restaurant who didn't have his hands pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't always lie at home, because once they get to a certain age, they change their mind. We've all had a chance to read, to study.
Mm-hmm.
We've not always done the right thing in our lives. But if we don't change our mindset and do what we know to be true and right, because the Word tells us we can raise up a child in the way he should go.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean he will stay on that path. So people are not heeding. And who's to say that manager hasn't given that guy a warning? Because in my current profession, people don't want, we've had more meetings on dress codes than I care to share. And they're still not doing right. But at some point, you just need a body to come to work, because everybody wants service, or at least they call themselves wanting service. But if you ain't got nobody there, then nobody gets service. So it's less of two evils. So we are just so complex right now. People are not taking the simplest rule of thumb.
Yeah.
Rule of thumb. And that's dignity right there.
Amen. It's time to go, isn't it?
No, he did that for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen, sister. And like you said, you know, the Bible says, train the child up in the way he should go, right? That's a good point. Because when we train them up, right, just do what God says. right? Just do what he says, and then, you know, it just let it be. All we have to do is just do what God says. If he said, train him up in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart. Do what, just train him up. And sometimes, like I said, you know, we're gonna probably feel hurt, right? We're gonna, you know, maybe we didn't do a good job. You know, maybe, right? But we do what God has says to do, right? And just let God. Apollos planted, Paul wanted, but what God gives the increase. Just do what he says. You know, get the word of God, right? We, you know, we should, and I'm not saying, sister, thank you. Sometimes we don't do what God says, and then we expect, right? It's just like if we're supposed to plant a harvest of corn, if we don't plant it, we shouldn't what? Expect a harvest. Are you with me? But if we plant it, we should expect something, even if it don't. Are you with me? We planted it. We may not have taken care of it right, but we did plant. We did that much, right? But if we don't plant, we are not expect anything. No harvest, right?
Well, it really what it boils down to, like you said, is for us to do the will of God.
Amen.
You know, your child, you teach them right. They can't later on say to the Lord, "Well, Mom and Dad never taught me." You know, that's the point.
Mm-hmm.
When God says for us to do as he
mm-hmm.
wants us to do, it's for our good.
Mm-hmm. Just
the ones that don't want to listen, that's on them.
Mm-hmm. 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 And sometimes that we'll suffer because we did right. You know, I did all I could for my son, I did all I could for my daughter, and look what happened. Right? But at least what? We did right. And we're suffering, but we what? Did the right thing. If we didn't do nothing, then we suffer for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got three children, too, mm-hmm. and they all are Christians.
Mm-hmm.
I got two boys that are no longer attending. But my prayer daily is for them mm-hmm. to see the light and mm-hmm. to remember what we taught them. Mm-hmm. But I've also seen where a child has fallen away for many, many years. And as they get in their older years, mm-hmm. they have come back. Because they remember what they had been taught when they were young.
That's what God is telling us to do. Just do what he says. That's all we got to do. We ain't got to question him. I remember Jesus had told that Paul was coming. And this man said, "I know Paul. I've heard of him, such and such and such." Right?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus says, "Just go and do what I tell you to do."
Exactly.
Are you with me? Yeah, I'm not asking you what do you know him or what do you know what he did. Just do what I said.
Exactly.
That's what we're supposed to do. Just do what he said, what God says. And if there's any suffering, we're suffering because it's for righteousness. We're doing right. Okay?
Ken, if we suffer for doing God's will, it not only pleases him, we glorify God.
Exactly.
And if we suffer for our sins, we deserve that.
Exactly.
We're
asking for trouble. We deserve it. This part you said we actually deserve that if that's what you know we deserve. And like I said, if you're supposed to plant on this day corn and you didn't, don't expect a harvest. Don't expect, you know, that God is good, he's going to give me a harvest anyway. Because Jerry, he planted a whole lot, so he's going to give me some of his. No. God says for you to plant also. You remember the virgins, right? Get oil. Keep oil. Keep your lamp burning, right? What happened? Some of them ran out. Right? And then they want to what? Bar some from. No. No. That's not how it works. But endure hardness. Endure, because we're going to go through something, because Christ went through something. Christ said, they came to him and said they didn't want to follow. A man came and said, I want to follow you. Christ said, do you know what you're asking? Are you with me? It ain't going to be easy. It's going to be rough, because it was rough. They hated me first, and they're going to hate you. Are you with me? And I believe in the fullness of it, he's saying, if these people don't hate you, be careful. Are you with me? Because you ain't doing something. You know, you ain't doing nothing for nobody to hate you now, right? But they are going to hate you if you are righteous. If you're doing the right thing, they're going to hate you. They might smile, but they're going to hate you. They're going to hate you. And if everybody get along with you, you know, to the room, right? Something ain't right. You might think that, you know, I get along with everybody, you know. Something ain't right. You know, you're supposed to be getting along with Jesus. Said he, you know, he said, I didn't come to, you know, bring peace. He said, I come to bring us, you know, division. You know, he's come to bring truth. You know, and it says mother will be against father, so forth, in the house, you know, so forth and so on. But when we suffer, remember, it's better to suffer for well-doing, for doing the right thing. Are you with me? You know, you might, you know, you're just like sometimes we, you know, on a job, I've been on some jobs, right, and I would, you know, bricklayer, right, and I would, you know, this long walk from Sister Betty to here, right, and I would just work, you know. If another man down there, he's supposed to meet me at least meet me at the middle, right? But I've worked with some people who would come 3/4 of the way, you know, act like they're doing something else, and I'm coming down, right? Next course, same thing. Act like, you know, and they would come like, I'd like to work with you, you know. And God blessed me, because I didn't, you know, I knew the wall had to be up. We had to get this thing done. And he was cheating, but I was doing the right thing. I came, and God blessed me with a business. Are you with me? And blessed me well. Are you with me? Now, this is no brag, it's just facts. Are you with me? And I made some good money. Had good people working for me, right? But if I had chose to do what he done, right? You see, maybe, because see, his eyesight, if the foreman is around, he's going to come there, you know. But if the foreman ain't there, he gonna slack back, right? Because Kenny'll do it. Kenny, you know, he just one of them kind of guys. I like working with him, right? But you see, Kenny not only figured that the foreman would see him, Kenny figured that God would see him also. Are you with me? And I worked like that, and I worked, and I did what God would have me to do. We just worked. Sometimes I felt like I was being used and abused, right? But one thing about me, when I was working, it was like this, right? I like to work so I won't see the time go by. You know, when you work, you know, when you're working, right, you will not see it. The next thing you know, it's time to go home. Right? But if you... You know, you just, you know, it would be all day, you know. And I would just work. I would just work. I would just work. Because I said, maybe the foreman sees it, maybe the foreman don't see it. But I know for sure God sees it. God sees it. And it's time to go. God bless you. I hope something said made you better for coming. Brother,
good class.
Thank you.